السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah, praise to Him and His Highness, who has created us out of love, and He would not abandon this planet and the people living in it. He has sent His messengers to guide us to the right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of all prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has told the message of Allah as He wanted him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, to the souls of his house, to the souls of his companions, and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. In particular, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling us to practice Salat al-Jum'ah even in this time. It's a great thing to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about. As long as we are alive, we worship Him and nobody else except Him. Before my khutbah, I would like to mention some statistics about the coronavirus. As of today, May 15, 2020, there are about 4.5 million confirmed infection cases worldwide, with about 300,000, a little bit more, deaths worldwide. In the United States, there are about more than 1.4 million cases of infections, and deaths are about 86,900. This is roughly about 1/3 of cases of infections and death all over the world. New York in particular has the highest among all states, about 353,000 infections and about 27,000 deaths. State of Georgia, we have 35,900 infection cases with about 1,500 deaths. The Whitfield County we are living in, there are about 170 cases of infections and 6 deaths. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stop this virus, not only in the United States, but all over the world, as mercy to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does this tell us? This virus is really fast in spreading, and it's new, therefore, medical authorities around the world are trying hard to come up with a treatment and, more important, vaccine for that. But it has affected the life of humans everywhere. Socially, like we are practicing social distancing, it has affected schools. Boys and girls around the world are not going to schools. Businesses are closing, causing unemployment. In the United States alone, about 30 million unemployment applications because of the COVID-19. And actually, the fact that we are no longer interacting in close distance between us, it's like contrary to the human nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to be social, interacting, enjoying one another's proximity. But this virus is really depriving us of that. Politically, the virus caught governments of the world without exception, unprepared in research and development or in funding to medications. And I hope this would be a lesson to governments of the world to increase funding and pay more attention to the medical and health aspect of our life, that like they are paying attention to other aspects. And no doubt this virus is causing a calamity, a disaster to the world. We cannot deny that. It's beyond confirmation right now. So what's the Islamic perspective, particularly in how believers should deal with the virus and the spread of the virus, the consequences of this pandemic? First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to him, told us that we would be tested in this life, and in many verses. One of them is Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 214. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-jannata wa lam ya'tikum mathalu alladhina khalaw min qablikum massatuhum al-ba'sa' wad-dharra wa zulzilu hatta yaqul ar-rasul walladhina amanu ma'ahu mata nasrullah ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this great verse of Surah Al-Baqarah says, or do you think that you will enter paradise without such a trial? Or has not yet come to you as came to those who passed on before you? They were touched by poverty and hardship and were shaken until even the messengers, their messenger, and those who believed with him would say, when is the help of Allah? And Allah ends this verse saying, unquestionably, the help of Allah is near, is close. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his help to this planet as near as possible. Ameen. And in Surah Al-Anbiya, this is chapter 21, verse 35 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإليه ترجعون. Every soul will taste death, and we test you. That's before death. We test you with evil and good as a trial, and to us you will be returned. So it's really a trial for us as individuals, for us as families, for us as communities, as nations, and as the world. It is a trial. How are we going to do this? So minute, so little creature that you only see by microscope is doing all of this to us. We need to ponder, we need to think, we need to do better. Second, we should not panic. Believers should not panic Instead, we should be patient and address the issues related to the calamity as mentioned in so many verses in the Holy Quran. I selected among them from Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 177. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And those who are patient in poverty and hardship and during battle, those are the ones who have been true, and it is those who are the righteous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be patient whenever any hardship comes, whether it is poverty or a calamity like this pandemic we are experiencing. Not only be patient, Allah prays to Him, wants His creation, us, to be smart, to do things, in this case, like I mentioned before, funding for research and development in healthcare aspect of our life. And He commanded us in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 105, saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون. And say, do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, say, tell them, tell humanity, do, work. In other words, for Allah will see your deeds. Allah wants to enjoy seeing us working, being smart. Not only Allah and His messenger will be proud, and the believers after that. And I can remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be enjoying His creation to be smart and working hard and doing good things, like at the beginning when He ordered the angels to make prostrations, and all of them prostrated except Iblis. And He said, why don't you prostrate like them? And He expressed His arrogance that He was made of fire and we are made of clay. And He said, and the angels at the beginning hesitated. Why? Because they thought we are bloodshedders and we are corrupt as a species. But Allah, our creator, blew His soul in us. And that's goodness in us, that's smartness in us, that's intelligence in us. And He is sure that we will be better off all the time. So when we do work, good work as a humanity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy, will be content for His creation. And third, believers should thank Allah. That's essential principle of faith, is to thank Allah not only for good things that happening to us, of course you should thank Allah, but also you should thank Allah when there is a calamity or bad time happening. We read that in Surah Ali Imran, this is chapter 3 of the Holy Quran, verse 134. Allah prays to Him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Who spend in the cause of Allah during ease and during hardship, and who restrain from anger, and who pardon the people, and Allah loves those who do good. And the emphasis here is that we thank Allah in good times or when there is austerity. We thank Allah by spending, by giving charity, zakah, when we are able to. And if we are not able, we give people good words. الكلمات الطيبة صدقة. And Allah also said in Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, verse 66, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين. Rather worship only Allah and be among the grateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are grateful. Make us among those who are thankful in good times and when things are hard. And ask Allah, He is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن عظم الجزاء مع عظم البلاء، وإن الله إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم، فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فله السخط. رواه الترمذي وآخرين. أنس بن مالك the صحابي and his father, may Allah be pleased with him as his father, said, the messenger of Allah, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the harder is the test, the larger is the reward. And if Allah loves a community, He tests them. Whoever is content, he or she gets God's contentment. Whoever gets angry, he or she gets God's anger too. And this was produced by many recording scholars like At-Tirmidhi. And in another hadith, عن صهيب بن سنان الرومي رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: عجبا لأمر المؤمن، إن أمره كله خير، وليس ذاك لأحد إلا للمؤمن. إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له، وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. صهيب بن سنان الرومي، may Allah be pleased with him, said, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, said, a believer is a winner either way. That's not the case for anybody else. When a believer experiences good things happening to him, he thanks Allah for that, which is good for him, as Allah will reward him for his gratitude. If he experiences bad things happening to him, he is patient, which is also good for him, as Allah will reward him for his gratitude. And this was recorded by Muslim. May Allah make us among those who are patient and those who are thankful. We thank Him in good times and in hardships. And we ask Him to accept our siyam and our salah and our zakah. And we ask Him to forgive us and forgive our parents and grandparents and all Muslims and believers everywhere. اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الصابرين الشاكرين. اللهم لك الحمد في السراء ولك الحمد في الضراء. اللهم ابعد عنا الوباء والبلاء في هذه البلاد وفي الأرض كلها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وصلاتنا وزكاتنا وقيامنا خالصين لوجهك الكريم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولآبائنا وأمهاتنا وأجدادنا وجداتنا ولكافة المسلمين والمؤمنين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.